Thank you, Duncan Chet, and thank you to your family. Thank you for sharing Grant's story with us. But thank you specifically for the work you have done to try to change the circumstances we are in. Sisters and brothers, I ask you all now to join me in a moment of silence to remember those who have lost their lives. Thank you, sisters and brothers. Go to our last speaker. There are a number of politicians in the group that I would like to thank and recognize for being here on our National Day of Mourning. We have Vancouver City Councillors Raymond Louis, Tim Stevenson, Westminster City Councillor Bill Harper, MLA Harry Bain, Surrey Newton, Bruce Ralston, Surrey Raleigh, Chuck Puckmeyer, Westminster, David Chudnovsky, Vancouver Kensington, Gregor Robertson, Vancouver Fairview, Shane Simpson, Vancouver Hastings, and we have two MPs, Peter Julian, Burnaby, New Westminster, and Bill 6-8, Burnaby Douglas. Thank you all for attending our ceremony. Our last speaker is a tireless advocate for working people. In addition to being the president of GPBC, he is also the chair of the BC Fed's Health and Safety Committee. Please welcome Barry O'Neill.
Well, thank you, sisters and brothers. This is an emotional time for all of us. But there's a couple of things I need to say with respect. Quite frankly, I'm getting tired of the speeches. I'm getting tired of the music. I'm getting tired of the reviews, and I'm getting tired of coming to these events year after year only to see the list expand. My friends, all of the speeches in the world and all the music and all the songs we might do won't impact those workers that won't be able to hear them as a result of what happens in their workplace. Workers in this province, in this country, made an historic agreement in 1917 that said for them to work in safe conditions, the compromise would be for them to stop suing employers, that employers would put in place a compensation package that would actually protect them, their families, and their communities. And quite frankly, sisters and brothers, there are no number of reviews or regulation studies or worker input that will take care of the problem that in this province you simply cannot get the law enforced, and that, my friends, is nothing short of attempted murder. Sisters and brothers, when you see an 18-year-old, could be my son, your daughter, not coming home from work as a result of an employer who refuses to put in place a health and safe work environment, that's a tragedy. And it'll take more than a $25,000 fine It'll take more than a $50,000 fine. It'll take more than $1 million fine to make people understand that if you break the law, you are accountable to those families, to our communities, and most importantly, to the people that built this province. Sisters and brothers, I'm hoping that next year we come here and at least we've made a mark. But as I said in my opening statement, we're not going to make a huge change here. The change needs to be made in the workplace. The change needs to be made with our lawmakers, in the House of Commons, in the Parliament buildings in Victoria. Those people need to understand that we are no longer going to stand by idly and allow our children to get killed or injured on the job. We are going to push back. We must push back, sisters and brothers. I see a number of members, there's been a number of politicians here today, and I hope they take this message from here, but the day of mourning is not one day. The day of mourning is not one day. It's every day, and you just need to hear from those parents, from those loved ones who have lost one, to know that it's worth all of the strength that we can give it to go back into our communities and make sure these travesties cease. And not slow them down. If these kinds of accidents were not preventable, we wouldn't be here. They are, my friends. What's happening in this province is very serious. And we need to understand that next year, we don't want to see another 188 coffins on this stage. We want to see the government enforce the law of the land when it comes to workers' occupational health and safety. They need to take that seriously. We built this province and we need to demand it. Thank you very much.